On a sudden hunch, he went back outside to look into the cage. The thing was standing inside the door. Turl crossly barged in, carried it back to its original position, and stared at the rope. It had untied a double rigger knot. With fast working paws, Turl fixed that. He put the rope around its neck and tied it with a bucket hoist knot. The thing looked at him.
Why have you brought me here?
It was making some funny noises as if it could talk.
What are you doing?
Turl walked out, fastened the door, and got out of sight. He wasn't a security chief for nothing. From a vantage point behind a building, he levered his face mask glass to telephoto and observed. The thing, in no time at all, untied the complex bucket hoist knot. Turl rumbled back before it could get to the door. He went in, plucked the thing up, and put it back on the far side of the cage. He wound the rope around and around its neck, and then tied it with a double bucket knot so complex that only a veteran rigger could loosen it. Once more, he went off to an unseen distance. Again, believing itself unobserved, what was the thing doing now? It reached into a pouch it was wearing, took out something bright, and cut the rope. Turl rumbled off to the garage and rummaged about through centuries of cast-offs and debris until he found a piece of flexi-rope, a welding torch, a welding power cartridge, and a short strip of metal. When he got back, the thing was over by the door again, trying to climb the 30-foot bars. Turl did a very thorough job. He made a collar out of the metal and welded it hotly around the neck. He welded the flexi-rope to the collar and welded the other end into a ring, hooking the ring over a bar 30 feet above the dirt floor of the cage. He stood back. The thing was grimacing and trying to hold the collar away from its neck, for it was still hot. That'll hold it, Turl told himself. But he hadn't finished. He wasn't a security chief for nothing. He went back to his office storeroom and broke out two button cameras, checked them, and switched them to the wavelength of his office viewer. Then he went back to the cage and put one button camera way up in the bars, pointing down, and put the other one out at a distance where it could view the exterior. The thing was pointing at its mouth and making sounds. Who knew what that meant? Only now did Turl feel relaxed. That night, he sat smugly in the employee recreation room, responding to no questions, quietly drinking his Kerbango in a very self-satisfied way.